Nefarious by Damien Thorpe.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to Nefarious with Damien Thorne. I'm Damien Thorne. And today we have Matthew Fresquez from Geek. Geek is a brand that focuses on geek culture, gaming, TV, film, and tech reviews. Basically all things geek. So everything. Let's get to know this lord of content behind Geek. What's up, Matthew? What is happening?
How's it going, Damien? Good to meet you.
Great to meet you too. Okay, let's jump right into it. Can you tell me a little bit more about Geek? What is Geek and how did it start and where is it from? Tell me everything.
Yeah, so Geek is really with just a content creator. We focus on everything geek and nerd culture. There's so much now in that world, no matter if it's comic books, video games, VR stuff, movies, TV, there's just so much content out there that it kind of gives a place for everybody to kind of dip in. You can either fully immerse yourself and just be 100% in that world. You can just put your toe in and just go see, you know, the MCU movies, whatever it is. So there's this huge just kind of market out there for us to get into. And we just kind of noticed that there was a little bit of a gap between content creators and presenters, right? It's almost the same thing if you go for broadcast journalism, anything like that. But there's like a weird gap. So, and all these people want to be a bunch of different things. They have a million different interests. And so this kind of bridges that gap a little bit because we bring on up-and-coming presenters, up-and-coming content creators, and then we just kind of all get together and create a bunch of different content that's all in the interest that we do, geek and nerd culture. So
that's amazing. So how it's not been that long. When did Geek start?
No, it's only been everything gets weird when you start talking in time now because COVID, right? Like you try to think back and you're like, oh, wait, it's only been about a year and a half, like since we kind of really got up and doing things and we've brought more people on now. And so it's exciting. It's a good time to be with us and we keep adding more people. So
that's amazing. So I've noticed you guys cover a lot of different topics. How do you guys decide? Because there's so much to talk about. As we all know, geek culture is now pop culture. You know, before it was very not a mainstream thing to talk about in the last couple of years. It's a lot. So how do you guys decide what you're going to highlight and what you're not going to highlight?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of it's kind of the fun part is we, you know, right now, I believe there's eight of us now. When I started, there was three of us rocking. So now there's eight of us and we all have different personalities, different interests, right? And so we all know different little pockets of things that are maybe coming up or interests that we have. And so we really just let everybody, lets myself and the rest of our presenters just kind of cover the things that they want to cover. And every once in a while, of course, there's things where we kind of go like, hey, this is probably going to be big. Arcane came out on Netflix and Cowboy Bebop came out on Netflix just in the last couple of weeks. And that was kind of like, this is going to be big. People on our team are already into that anyway.
Right. So it's like we need to highlight.
Yeah. So it makes sense to do it. And like, for instance, I don't know if any of this is on video, but I got my Halo head over here.
Oh, absolutely. Master
Chief head. So like I'm into Halo. So we covered the TV announcement that they did a couple of weeks ago because that was big time news. People have been waiting, geez, like 12 years for a live action thing to come through. So
it's in the works since what, 2010, 2011?
Yeah, it's been a long time. So that's just kind of the best part is that all of us have so many different unique interests and different from each other. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they're the same. So we can just kind of cover the stuff that we care about, the stuff that we really like, the stuff that we end up talking to our family, to our friends. And now we get to do it like for a job. So that's really just how we come up with the content. Most of the time, it's just whatever your heart desires.
What an amazing career to have to really just take your interests and talk about it and present it in a way that you guys are doing right now. So that's a perfect transition to talk about your favorite games and TV. So let's do TV first. Since we were talking about Arcane and Cowboy Bebop, for yourself personally, because I know that there's eight people on your team, what do you bring from your interests? What is something that you're highly interested in? You're like, yo, not even that. Let's talk about what did you watch that you binged that you were like, everybody needs to see this? And what are you watching now? Like, what is your go-to fandom that you're like, everybody, if, oh my God, when somebody tells you that they haven't seen or watched it, you're like, dude.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the thing. I really do love TV and movies. I love good stories. I love that kind of stuff. It's so interesting to me. I would say growing up, it was The Simpsons. That was like the first show that I just watched nonstop.
Early Simpsons is old.
Yeah, yeah.
Early Simpsons.
Everybody argues about where that dividing line was. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was like season 12, season 13, 14, whatever it was. Early Simpsons, I can still go back and watch all of the episodes and laugh just as much as sometimes even more than when I was a kid.
Do you know this term? I am the Lizard Queen. You know that?
I do. Yes. That is when Lisa is in the It's a Small World.
Right.
And drinks
and
the water.
She drinks the water.
Yeah.
There are so many times that I will quote Simpsons and literally only my siblings and I will get it because we're such big fans. And that's one of the things that we'll say randomly is I am the Lizard Queen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people will make fun of me. Actually, my grandpa will make fun of me because growing up, he'd always be like, there's always a moment that relates to The Simpsons. So if something happens, I'd be like, oh, that reminds me of this episode when like Homer did that.
Right. Do you watch South Park?
I do watch South Park. Yes.
Remember the episode of Simpsons Did It?
Yeah, that one's
like Simpsons did it. Like literally Simpsons argued
because you start to realize like, oh my God, it has been going on for like 30 years now, whatever it is. And they've covered everything for 24 episodes in a season. Like
it is
just so much.
Yeah. It's wild that they are able to continue to evolve. And it's been years.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're still relevant. Like you look at some of the things. Just last year, they had their Vans, like a big Vans release with shoes and hoodies and all that kind of stuff, and those sold out right away. And
yeah,
what Disney once Disney bought Fox, now there's a whole portion that's like, I don't know. I guess it's Springfield. That's like in what is it, Disneyland or Disney World
it's
or something
Universal
like that.
Studios.
So
yeah,
Universal Studios. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like. It's crazy how it's still such a big thing. And
it's
so it makes
so
me feel
relevant.
Good that I still like it.
No, you're not alone because on Disney Plus, it's still one of the highest rated TV shows that people are watching.
It's probably the only reason why I honestly have Disney Plus. I like the MCU shows.
Yeah.
But it's the only reason why I just continuously keep paying for Disney Plus. Otherwise, I would just get it for like a month, watch The Mandalorian, and then like unsubscribe.
Right.
And get it for a month and watch Hawkeye and then just get rid of it. But it's the only reason why I truly just like keep it. keep
Simpsons,
it on.
The Simpsons just on in the background, how people have The Office just always on in the background.
Yeah. It's just such a great show to throw on in the background too, because I've seen it so many times. Like I said, I love TV. I love movies. So if I haven't seen it before, then I'm like, okay, hey guys, calm down. I need to, what did they say? Hold on, now I got to rewind it. You guys are talking too much. So at least I can throw on The Simpsons and I can go, oh, I know what joke that was because I've heard it 10 times and it's the best joke.
You just brought up, watching the Marvel shows on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite, not just Disney Plus show, but Marvel as a brand and movies in general? It's such a hard question, but what's your favorite?
It is. It's such a hard question because, man, there's just so many anymore.
Right.
And I think, like, when you look at the movies, like the first Avengers, I still remember I went and saw that. I've seen all the MCU movies on like the Thursday night release. So when they were doing midnight releases, I did the midnight release for all of them. Now you can go at like 6 p.m. on Thursday night before it gets released. But I've seen them all. And I still remember going to see the Avengers and just the way everybody was so amped up for it and so excited for it and waiting in line, getting inside, then going and seeing it the next night, then going and seeing it the next weekend again, because everybody, all my friends still wanted to go see it. Different people wanted to see it. And I think like what was accomplished with that first Avengers movie it shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't have worked. When you take all of those main characters, you take Loki, you take so many characters, and they all have to get their moment, and they all have to like interact with each other and work as a team, which they did so well. It shouldn't have worked as a movie at all, and somehow it kicked ass, and it was just the probably the best.
Kevin Feige and their entire team has done with Marvel is bonkers. Yeah. I really said bonkers right now. I never said bonkers, but it really truly is something really special.
Yeah, is that going to be a new catchphrase?
I'm just going to have t-shirts, a merch coming soon, guys. Bonkers. Matthew will be getting word a bubble. Cut of it because
he was like, I love it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just think like it may not be the best of the movies now. Like you can argue Winter Soldier or Endgame or some of the other ones, but what it did was if that wouldn't have done it, Age of Ultron, Endgame, Infinity War, those wouldn't have happened again because they just brought in more characters and they'd been like, well, we can't do it. We couldn't do it with six. How are we going to do it with 20 or whatever it is? So that was really good. And then I don't know if you go show wise, Loki was really good. And then Daredevil on Netflix is really good.
Oh, my brother always.
Fingers crossed that comes back.
I think it is. And I believe, you know, I didn't watch the Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get anything spoiled. I know that there was a whole event and I was like, not for me. But I believe he's coming back. I believe Daredevil is coming back.
I really hope so. And I'm kind of with you on trailers anymore. I used to be the one like Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. I think I probably watched that trailer about 100 times before it came out. Right. Just so excited. Just like, oh my gosh, like Anakin's going to turn into Darth Vader. What, I need to see this movie. And as I've started to get older now, if I watch the trailer too many times, I'll notice scenes. And when I'm seeing the movie, I'll be like, well, it's not going to end yet because that one scene where they're in the snow hasn't happened yet. So I guess I'll just wait. so it kind of ruins things for you. So now I watch the trailer one time and then I go, okay, I'm excited. I'm done. Now I just need to wait until the movie comes out. So I feel you don't want anything ruined.
Trailers,
it happens so often.
Trailers are just giving the entire movie away now. And beginning, middle, end. It's literally a formula now. It's like we have, what's the point of watching the movie? But what I really liked with the Endgame trailers, they put in clips that weren't even in the movie.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
So there is no way to even have any spoilers. I mean, I believe they, and the final one they did, but some of the earlier ones, they were putting footage that wasn't even in the movie.
Oh yeah. And like, I'm pretty sure in the earlier ones, you didn't know that Thor was fat, that it was fat Thor.
Yeah.
it was like, oh no, it's just normal Chris Hemsworth Thor. And you're like, oh, okay. So that's really good too. I'm okay with that. If you give me the vibe of the movie, even if you're lying to me a little bit, so that when I go in and I'm just like, oh man, that caught me off guard. That shocked me. That I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. Good. music. This is more of a personal question because I guess Geek doesn't necessarily follow too much music, more of media, correct?
Geek doesn't do music. I do music though. So
Matthew, talk to me. I'm a musician. Like to hear about what people are listening to, but not just what people are listening to. What did you grow up listening to?
So I grew up with like 90s, mainly like 90s alternative, 90s rock, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Weezer, Stone Temple Pilots, that kind of stuff.
STP, baby, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. and I love all of that today. That's some of like my best, some of my most listened to stuff. Is still all in that realm. Anything 90s, really 90s hip hop is great as well. That's what I like really grew up listening to though. Honestly, I like the amount of times I've listened to any kind of Pearl Jam or Bush or those kind of Bush. Like, I can't
I
even count.
Listening to Machine Head the other day.
Oh, what a so great good. Song. What a it's great so song. Good.
Glycerine.
It's also a really great concert to go to. I know that now it's 2021, but they are a great band live.
You saw Bush live?
Oh yeah, and Gavin Rosdale still brings it hard. Oh, lead singer and guitarist of Bush, for those who listen and don't know.
We're not dating ourselves, guys. Damien is 666 years old, so he's seen it all.
He has all of that knowledge.
He has seen it all. No, that is so wild. I would have loved to seen Bush is one of the bands from that whole alternative rock scene. We call it the K-rock scene because we're born and raised in LA, and so
yeah,
if you listen to alternative rock, you were a K-rocker. And so, K-Rocker, we had to put stickers on, in your folder when you go to...
Sounds like a radio station. Welcome to K-Rock.
That literally is.
DJ Fresh.
That's what it is. K-Rock radio station. That's why it was. So it would be
K-Rock. There you go. Perfect.
Bands. You listen to K-Rock bands. But yeah, Bush, I didn't see. Stone Temple Pilots, I saw. No Doubt, 311. Everybody that you can think of.
Those are some good bands.
Pearl Jam, Metallica, White Stripes. Literally, I would go to those festivals and just watch all of them. It was so good.
That's good. Oh, man, that's
awesome. But Bush was one that I didn't see, and I was a huge Bush fan.
Yeah. Well, you know, still touring. Still time, Damien. Still time, my man.
Well, we got to go. We got to figure this out. We got to go to the show. But yeah, we got music. All right. The podcast is called Nefarious. What have you done, Matthew, in your life that is maybe a little sus that you can think of?
Man.
Were you a bad kid?
I wasn't. No, I really wasn't a bad kid. You know, it's funny. Anytime I did anything bad, like just because I wasn't a bad kid. Mm-hmm. And my parents always trusted me so much, and I never did anything like so bad that it was just like, wow, right. I cannot believe you did that. Like just, and so it was always like harmless stuff, like in high school, like TP in a house or something like that, you know, and like that kind of stuff. And just being like, oh my God. Yeah. Mom, you can't believe it. Like we totally TP'd, you know, whoever's house last night. It was so funny.
Oh my God.
Cause that was like as bad as it got, you know, every once in a while, shooting off fireworks in people's mailboxes or like it was always so stuff
were,
like that.
You were a troublemaker.
A little bit. Like not a ton, a little bit. Then this wasn't every weekend, you know.
You lit someone's car on fire.
I got that towel and I just shoved it into the gas tank and lit that. That thing blew up. It was amazing.
I knew it. Jennings was like, I was a good kid. I didn't do anything wrong. And then Caitlin was like, I snuck out of the house twice. And I was like, that's nefarious. Jennings was like, I was a perfect child. But no, it's fun to talk about some of these things. You're like, yeah, I really did that.
Yeah, it was just fun. It was fun stuff. You know, I always hear about past generations and the stuff that they did. And I always go, that was so much more intense. Right. You know what I mean? Like the stuff that they did than we did. And even now that like kids today do. So I feel like it's just going to get less and less, and it's more like, I don't know, we'll blame it on technology.
Kids will just live in the metaverse.
Yeah. That's a little, they'll TP people's metaverse houses instead. That's what they'll do instead.
How do you feel about the metaverse?
I'm back and forth on it. Mm-hmm. I think it could be a really cool place. If you, when I hear of like the metaverse, I think of like Ready Player One. I don't know if I never saw the movie, but I read the book.
Right.
And I was like, it was just so cool that you could be like, oh, hey man, I'm dressed up like Master Chief, but I'm driving like Knight Rider's car while I'm like shooting Neo's guns and like, you know, like,
right.
Like, so you could have everything that you want. Yeah. And it would be so cool to do that kind of stuff and to play games that way. And I think that, virtual reality video games can be really cool. Now there are going to be plenty of times where I just want to sit down on my couch and just do this because I'm tired and I don't want to run around and do things. But virtual reality and kind of like the Oculus and those kind of things can be really cool when you actually are able to move and do things. And I think the way that can kind of tie into the metaverse, the way that you can kind of go in there is really cool and interesting. And we can kind of see where that goes.
Absolutely.
The way that it starts to like creep me out is, I don't know if you ever saw like the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis.
I have not, but I need to know.
So basically the story of that is everybody sits at home and they're strapped in and they control, which, and this is a little bit different, obviously, than like the metaverse, but they control robots, and then the robots go out into the world and they interact with everybody else. You can make your robot look however you want. They look lifelike, they look human-like, they look all that kind of stuff. But all these people are just sitting there, just like not healthy at all, because they just sit there all day and eat as they like control these robots and kind of go out. And it was like, it's a really creepy thing, or kind of, I guess, like Gamer too.
Right.
If you saw Gamer with Gerard Butler, kind of like that thing too, where there's this weird line, like which direction is it going to go in the kind of cool direction where we can still interact in the real world, we can still do all these things, and it's just kind of an escape for an hour or two every once in a while,
right?
Or is it a place where people are going to live and exist?
So Jennings was like, he's afraid we're going to be WALL-E.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm
over here. Like, yeah, you were saying like dating yourself. I'm over here. Surrogates came out in like 2008. No,
I mean, it's
like
the same idea. Absolutely. It's the same idea.
Yeah. And like WALL-E is so much more recent, and way more people saw WALL-E than any of those movies.
With that surrogate?
Yeah.
Who? What?
Yeah.
They're all WALL-E. The same concept of the same idea,
yeah,
of something digital taking over. And
yeah.
And now we are just kind of, you know, at home, vegging out, chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, it could be a good balance. You can use it as an escape. People use video games and movies and comic books and those kind of things as escapes, and have for a long time. So you could still do it as a balance. I just, I don't know if I want to get to that world where 17 hours a day I'm in a rig. Just like
it has been slated that 85% to 90% of our time will be in a virtual space in the future.
That doesn't
freak you out.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot,
bro. That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, I did the math in my head. Yeah, that's a ton. So
yeah.
As you're talking to a
virtual influencer.
See, but I'm like, again, I like this. I dig on this. It's not like we haven't spent 10 hours in here drinking a fake beer and
right,
and going to see virtual Bush. You and I will go see Bush in real life, and you can still come, Damien, and we'll love it.
Yes, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers
but
crossed.
Virtual Bush fingers is crossed. Probably happening before real Bush.
Oh man, I know, right? Like a few years ago, we had what, virtual Tupac or whatever.
Well, just based off of the statistics of like Fortnite, it was Travis Scott's concert was, I believe, like 25 million people showed up virtually to watch him.
That's crazy.
Deadmau5, same thing. Deadmau5 also is having another concert in VR chat. So,
yeah, how would you? I don't know. I mean.
How would your virtual world look once it happens?
Oh gosh, that's so hard, because there's just so many.
I think you kind of explained it, because you were like, I'm gonna have Neo's gun, I'm gonna have a Halo helmet on.
It would just always be changing. It would be like, oh, I got the, you know, this week I got the Simpsons house, and the next week I'm living in like the mansion from you know, this movie, and it would just always be changing constantly. So I think that would be kind of the cool thing, right? Right now I'm in my place. Not much changes here, unless if I hang something on the wall or paint a new wall.
Totally, man.
But if you're in that digital space, you could literally just, where are we now? I don't know. I'm living in the Alps. Like I'm like, oh, we're with Batman in his Batcave. Like that's where we're at right now. So that, like, that's something that is really
saying
cool
that. I'm like, oh wait, let's go, man. Let's
get it. Yeah. right. Spaceship in Mass Effect. Boom. There. Like we're on the Normandy.
Damn.
So there's so many cool things with that you could get into and would be really cool. So that's what I'm saying. If we could find that balance, and I could still go to a live sporting event in real life and interact with people and then escape for an hour or two, I'm in.
Totally. Oh, this is such a fun conversation.
I know. I
so
love
much
it.
Much fun talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Now we're I guess we are wrapping up, everybody.
Wrapping up.
Where can we find Geek?
Yeah. So Geek right now, Geek Media is on YouTube. We're on TikTok at Geek. We're on Instagram. Those are our main ones. So go check out YouTube. The thing that I really love about Geek, and it's just kind of the way that I've been since I can remember, is that it really just is a place for everybody. If you want to be a gamer who only plays Madden or FIFA, you're a geek. You can come hang out with us. If you want to be a gamer who dives into 5-hour raids every other night on World of Warcraft and really gets into gaming, you're still a geek, and everybody's just there. You can be the guy who just watches the MCU movies or the guy who reads every single comic book that's ever been out. Right. And we can all get along and talk and learn from each other and do all that kind of stuff. So that's just why I love it. And I hope everybody else comes and joins and starts getting into it, and just keep adding more presenters and keep having more content for everybody.
Hell yeah. Everybody go follow Geek right now. Stop what you're doing. Just go
right ahead. Now. Right now. I love it.
Don't even finish this podcast. Who cares? Fuck Damien. Everybody right? Go follow Geek.
And if you are going to follow Geek, it's GIQUE. So if you're listening, you know, we got to do that little different spelling. So GIQUE for Geek.
Amazing. Well, this was so great. I hope you guys all enjoyed today's episode with Matthew and Geek. And make sure you follow on whatever podcast stream that you are listening from. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
See you guys.